Blog Talk Radio. What's happening, everybody? It's race week, race week. All right. Somebody press the one, make sure y'all can hear me, please. I'm talking about it. Sitting here rambling on and nobody can hear me. So you're 504 90 cents West. What's up, Wes?
I'm here. You can hear me?
Yeah, I get you now. All right, good. I'm going to say, damn, I'm having problems. All right, good deal.
Hey,
we're going to see you in here. What's up?
I said, that's for me, because no, I want to make sure I be on the line. She's talking about what do I want. My birthday is next week.
All right.
Not this one. Next Thursday. She's talking about what you want, what you want. I want to be on that line.
There you go.
I'm talking about the starting line. When they're talking about you can't go on the line unless you want a car. But you got to be with this and you got to be with that. So make sure you let her know. I got a wristband. I could be on the starting line. I can do whatever I want.
All right.
Got some security guards and all that talking about you gotta back off the track, and all that. You know how they live up there.
Oh yeah, sometimes they get try to keep it down some. So
I'm like, what you wanna do for your birthday? I wanna be on that starting line to live.
Well, shit, you ready, huh? Packed this weekend.
I'd be out to fly tonight.
Yeah. Hell yeah, shit.
I'll be out there.
Oh, boy. Man, it's quiet. Look, they got six people on here. Race week. Ain't a damn person want to talk about doing anything.
I thought Mo Jesus was talking about his, like, go on the rules and stuff, how they're going to be.
They might get on later. Still kind of early, so. Let's see.
If it's rain, I know you're going to talk about the rules and stuff. I just going to go down in the whole time. The track go hot at. You going out there?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, hell yeah. Well, he's out there Sunday.
Oh, yesterday?
Yeah, we're going there yesterday.
I didn't even know that.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Man, ain't no body shit. That's fine. Yeah, like I said, everybody start coming on a little later, so. Yep. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I can't wait to go out there.
I probably roll out there Saturday, you know. So,
oh, you just going Saturday, not Friday.
Might go Friday, I don't know. That's something to do, so I'll see.
Out there Friday night.
Yeah.
And then go by Saturday. I saw you in Gulfport and all four and shit. I'm trying to hide that jamming. I was sitting right there by the track. The track that goes out four and shit.
Okay. I don't know where you was about the track.
tractor. You know, the tractor come out the little shed area.
Oh, okay.
They go on the they put the sticking stuff on the track. But I saw you and your dad and stuff. I saw y'all riding on the golf course. And I said, Jamie! But I bet you couldn't hear me without me. We was going in the back somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That was on the golf course, I
think. Yeah.
Hey, I didn't see you on the sideline all that day. You must have been in the back somewhere running your mouth.
Oh, yeah, I've been rolling around. Talking to people.
Yeah, but I did see you out there, babe. She come here because of
probably noise.
And I
ain't got, I can't hear that good sometime anyway, shit.
Don't blame me. I was like, I'm about to be 40 on the next week, bro. Don't worry about it. Like, But I did see you, though. Well, how did I come in? Jamie! What's up, Jamie?
Oh, man. Yeah, you...
That went away from the line. Went right there to, cruising the coast. When I, right after the race, I was straight out there on the beach, cruising the coast.
Well, we was out there Wednesday through, Saturday. Yep.
Cause I saw shaking my chain on the lakefront stuff. So just coming out on the trailer. And they say he just came from out there. He just came from out there cruising the coast. They say they were racing out there. I said, what? They were racing out there? He was right down the lakefront. He had a car on the back of his truck. That was my first time seeing the car. I told him, find the car, man, find the car. It sounded good on the trailer.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, man, shit. I can't believe how dead it is. We got a few more people come on in. I don't know if she made it yet. She usually hit the one button when she get on, West. And Mo, too, so. They'll probably be on. Talk about what they got going on. Yep. See what's going to happen this weekend. Yeah, buddy. Where y'all was at for cruising the coast, Wes?
I'm driving up and down. Up and down there, finding a little park to fly. right across from the gas station. That's where I was parked at.
Okay.
We got the steps across. We got the gas station across the street, and then I forgot the name of that gas.
Okay.
And I was watching going up and down the road, and then you know you're staying in the parking spot, and instead you go straight across. They got all kind of cars lined up. Up in the parking lot, all kind of old school cars.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of nice out there. But I ain't found anybody out there on the show out there. See nobody out there that I knew.
We was out there, we rode up and down. She went there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
Yep. Hang on, I got a mic right here. Let's see who this is. 504-5244. Who we got?
James Norman. What's up, brother?
What? You made it back, huh?
Nah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go man, we'll come down there again. Wait, go ahead. Hey.
I had a couple rough nights at the project, bro.
You what?
I said we had a couple of the rough nights at the project lounge. Friday and Saturday night. A little on the rough side.
Finding them drinks up, huh?
Yeah, got into a little bit of drinking.
Yeah, shit.
Yep. Got a little rough, man, you know, but it was good.
Friday, I was sitting in front of IT. I was waving. You rode by. You was looking straight ahead. You heard, hey, pal. When you came through Friday after you left that F-100 meet?
Yeah.
I was supposed to be. I seen you. I said, man, there's my buddy Norman. And everybody was sitting outside under there, and I was waving because we were waiting to go to dinner.
Where you was at?
By the IP. Not IP. Island View. By the Island View. Oh, you rode right by, before you get to I-49. And you was looking straight ahead. I was waving. And he's like, he looking. That's where my buddy, they stay. And he had some comps. I got enough comps. Come on, you and your dad, come eat the buffet before y'all leave. So,
I hit the traffic when I went the other way. Good Lord, the traffic got bad.
Yeah. I was going to ride down there and see where you was at. When we come out there, I looked at the traffic. Nope. And when I came out,
It took me almost an hour to get back where we was at, bro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then Saturday, I went rode around early in the morning. I was on that end. You know, I was going to see where David and them was at. I seen where they was at, but every time I rode by there in the morning, ain't nobody was up. I guess they were sleeping.
I seen David.
Rubbed up on that exhaust, huh?
You think when I seen David. I seen David either Thursday or Friday. I don't remember when it was.
Mm-hmm.
I went and sat with little Gary and Danny Ray Williams and them. And David passed by.
Yeah, I was
having
them too.
Yeah.
What
he
was
sitting right
what
there
was for
a tag. He was riding some C-10 truck with somebody.
Okay.
So,
oh, they was in front of Shaggy's down there?
That's where Gary and them was sitting. I went and sat by them for about an hour. You know? So. But all the fun had to end. Back to reality.
What?
Is what it is. So, I'm going to go on mute, brother. Y'all going to track the weekend, huh?
Yeah, we're going to go out there.
I'm going to try to make it. I might have to help my brother build a handicap ramp for my mother-in-law's house, but I don't know if he's going to work on it this weekend or not. So.
All right.
They got a little car show right by the house that morning from like 10 to 2, so I might go over there for a little bit by the church and then leave from there, have the trailer hooked up to my excursion and roll out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I'm going to go on mute, just listen.
All right, no. Please, man.
All right, bye.
Well, I got quiet again. Hey. Shit. Nobody, man. Nobody. Good, Dad.
Baca, tell us race me.
Yeah, as always, I've been quiet as a mouse out here.
Nobody saying nothing, huh?
Nope.
Man, why didn't you tell me I was going to track yesterday, man, when he came out there?
I didn't know, fucker. A client called me about 9:30. So I'm getting, I said, he said, what you doing? I said, I'm watching TV, chilling with the dog. All right, so what you doing? Putting gas in the generator. I said, all right, what time you going to need? Oh, I'm about to get on the interstate right now. I said, oh, shit, let me hear him get changed.
Y'all made the cheese, y'all made a good hit or what?
Yeah, car made a couple motor hits. Now, I used the car, got that old, took that piece off that shifter because it was acting crazy. So, got to make some good hits. Went to spray the line, the blind, you know, them lines crack on that fell.
Yeah,
everybody
had
that leak. Go ahead and get one from Hot Rod. Letting us a hose. and it went out there. And it coughed. About a little bit of cough. I don't know if that cough really messing up or what, but it sounded like it was loading up. It's acting up. It started acting crazy. And once he gets burned, it kind of cleaned up a little bit, got on the line, and rolled out. And it just, I did some shit. And then coughed when he left the train break, and then he coughed after he rolled out almost about 60 foot. And poof. And then he went on about his way, you know?
Motor cold?
No. Hold on. It's hot, man.
Cheese, the cheese go to Ford Chevy or what?
Yeah, he was out there. Yep.
And the Reverend ain't on here, Crockett?
Ooh. No, Reverend ain't on here. Reverend Janky. He's talking shit. Crap.
I know Hot Rod on here listening.
We got a few callers. Not many, but it is what it is. It's going to happen. That's it, shit. And if you're coming out from Louisiana, come on the past slicks, please. No, come on, no goddamn fucking pro, Brett. No radio pro. Pro back, yeah. That's a stiffer sidewall slick. That's not a radio, huh? The radio is. Mm-hmm. Sidewall on fucking bend. It's tight, man. You got a high horsepower motor, you better be on the slick, too. I mean, like high, like big block power. The Mississippi guy's coming on slicks.
One tight we stepped on?
It ain't all right. It ain't gonna better. Oh, yeah. Can't go on a radio pro.
Y'all had too many calls going down either, huh? Like just a lot of calls going down track?
A decent amount. I mean, it started coming around, but I've just seen a bunch of them pro radios out there, radio pros. I don't fuck.
Yeah, we never, we got rid of the pros. We had to put some pro brackets on there.
Yep. All slick. No. Yep.
What you got left for the Mustang?
I'm trying to go Dino Wednesday.
Come on.
That's it. I wish. Shit. I was going to work on this Sunday, but when Clyde called, said he was going to track, I said, shit. All right, let's go. Hang on a second. 504-3810, who we got?
It's hot, man. I'm just listening there.
Daniel. I forgot to tell you, Daniel.
I knew Hot was there.
Listen.
I knew he was somewhere.
Listen, Daniel.
I was trying to cut the grass, man. Fucking mosquito said, not today.
Yeah, the mosquito said, come on out here if you want. Good blood.
Shit.
Sweet blood.
Listen,
they probably was drunk.
Now,
all the piss he was drinking yesterday.
Cam can't pick a car back in these woods by the swamp. It was kind of dark, boy. The mosquitoes come out, brother, big old black mosquitoes. He said, bro, what the hell is that? I said, bro, it's mosquitoes. He said, bro, I ain't never seen no mosquitoes this big, dog. I got to go.
Shit.
Fuck, you live in Snowdell?
Fuck. You live in Picayune.
Yeah. Daniel. I was over back there. I was back by the bathroom. And I looked over there. I said, God damn. I said, look at this fucking motor in this fucking orange car, man. It is humongous.
Oh.
He didn't have the valve was touching the fender. Wow. Come on, look at this. I looked up at Hot Rod. I said, I'll be damned. I said, boy, that's some bitch humongous, man.
You should have pulled that drone out, Jamie. Still on over there.
Damn.
Yeah, you should have.
We can't fuck with Hot Rod anymore. He tried to get on the motor. I mean, and look, this is rolling. He hit it and he had that much response. I'm not free. I'm free revving neat. I'm talking about what he didn't get.
Man, go ahead, man. It's a loose converter.
Boo boo on the fucking motor. Your mic over, boo boo. Oh, fuck with him on the motor, boo boo. Oh, shit. Then he gives that old hold me, Clyde, come back fire. Huh, Clyde?
Huh?
Nah, see, he gave us that old line, made a call back fire. Nah, just fucking with you, man.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I'm over here to Gremlin yesterday, man. That's on the gym all. And, from one extreme to the next, man. But still squeezing a couple of good, little motor passes, shit. He made some decent passes. Looked like the world on fire went down, then might burn off my bone. Launching and all that. Working on his little routine,
I was just glad mine caught high again to burn out this time. I think it wouldn't catch high again last time.
Well, Clyde was going to second. I said, man, get that motherfucker number one more time, dog. Get that third, get that motherfucker, start smoking them then. I said, there you go, boy. Get on out of there. Get it up in them gears.
What, you take capital yesterday?
Yeah, we weren't out there.
Clyde had that motherfucker sideways, still to the wood, getting it. I said, look at this motherfucker.
I mean, that bitch with a hook.
That bitch with a bunny hopped that wall. It jumped over that wall. Yes. Clyde was pointing straight at that motherfucker. I said, God damn.
Yeah.
As long as it ain't in there, he's going to drive through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shit, I'll be fun this weekend, shit. Maybe we'll cut up,
Yeah.
Man, you coming out there this week? You coming out there, Saturday?
Probably so. I'm trying to get this car ready from out there.
Who a call?
I got a call over here.
Man, shut up.
Okay. I'll send you a picture.
What you got? Send me a picture right now. Send it to my send it on Facebook. I'll have to look for my phone. It'll pop up on what you call it.
Where my boy Cheese at, man? Cheese gonna make it?
I don't know. I'm going to keep calling your mic open.
Hey, I got you. I can't go on mute. My phone broke.
That's right. That's right. I forgot you. Your screen messed up. Yeah, I forgot about that. I wonder why he said, why are you asking me to open his mic? He only can die. He can't press all kind of shit. All right, I got you, dog. If you're making too much noise, I'll click you on mute, but you just don't make no noise.
Yeah, his cousin coming in the door now. The garage door just opened.
Yep. Did you check her car out yesterday when you got home?
Huh?
Or did she check her inside her, what'd you call it?
Ooh. Talking about? Jamie?
Did you check the inside of her, what you call it? Did she check her car?
Oh, I cleaned that car so good last night. I need to use it again Friday, so, Got to do right.
All right.
Sorry, you going to stick them slicks on that bed?
I ain't got none, dude. I wish I had some. I come get a spare from you on the cars you got over there. You know you got a set somewhere.
I got a set if you need it.
I bring two jacks down. So you got to bring them back when I finish.
I think you got big enough rims, big enough room in there.
Oh yeah, I ain't got this back space.
I don't know now. You got some space in the back of that motherfucker. I don't know what you're talking about now. You got some space back there. Don't start no shit now.
All right, you ain't look at that truck?
No, actually, I ended up flying back out. I had to go to work, man. I didn't get to go. I didn't get to go at all.
Yeah, I'm following. It's still up on Marketplace.
Yeah, that's why I got off the show early, because I had a call came in and then ended up having to go. I tried to talk him through it, but I had to leave. And then, shit, by the time I got back and settled, I said I need to go try to make a hit with this motherfucker, because if I bring it out there, I got to at least make it go down the track. I hope this other hook is shit. So I can fucking see. But they had they had looked like they had more Mississippi boys there testing and tuning than they had us, man. I said, God damn.
You fucking right. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Man, fuck. But then it don't look like nothing that can't be beat. You know what I'm saying? So, fuck it. Dang, you say you coming out there and scratch the tile, or are you trying to come out there and scratch the tile?
I'm trying to make it all the time. We'll see what happens.
That's what's up.
I'll give you a first ass whipping when you get it out.
Hey, him and need to clear that up and see who really own that belt. Uh-oh. Saw some shit.
Hey, y'all spot. I can't hear what y'all saying.
What? Your speaker must be messing up there.
What was that in the West?
I can't hear what y'all saying. Y'all spot it. Somebody, y'all got spotted.
That's
you.
Phone, man.
You got static. Cricket messing up over there. Yep. You better not.
Better not. It's clear.
What, you was in a bad spot with? Hey,
man.
It had no gas in it.
Ain't got no gas in it.
At all times, I did not know. That's what y'all trying to be like. I'm like, what is that? I can't hear what y'all saying.
Check your text, hot.
All right. You bring your truck out there this weekend?
No, I'm gonna bring my little Pontiac, little 78.
I thought you'd bring the I-Rock along right there too.
What'd you say?
I thought you'd bring your little I-Rock along right there.
See, I couldn't understand you. Kind of chubby.
See, don't you bring the I-Rock or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, we coming. Yeah, B-Brown. Shit, B-Brown and Poke Chop got something to clear up. Yeah, shit, B-Brown called me to make sure it was still on. I was like, shit, I ain't heard no difference. Must be still on. Huh?
Where Poke Chop from?
He's from the city, but that's
okay.
It was the little street race. The little street race we had out there on the pad, that Onk shootout. We ran Poke, and they want to clear something up, so they're going to rematch. We were trying to see what they were going to do. I know B said he was trying to make sure Poke was coming. We're going to try to contact him and see what's what, and they can do what they're going to do, lock in, and or however they're going to do it. He just want to make sure, because he got to take off. He on swinging sevens. So he's going to take off to go regardless, but, you know, he just want to make sure. We've been fucking with it, but yeah, it's coming. We're bringing that too, West, for sure. He said he want to scratch the tire too for Louisiana. Fuck it, but he want to clear that little race up too. So they both want to clear it up.
Oh shit!
It's a grub. You don't remember on the show, Jamie, a couple weeks back, and Polk say at Mo Race, he want to do it at Mo Race, run it back at Mo Race. So they want to do it at Mo Race, but. hope both of them make their hit, get their pass on, clear it up, and still be all right to go down there for the fucking shootout, because that's going to be two Louisiana calls, but they need to go ahead on and clear that one up. Both of them want to hit and scratch that.
Ooh, wait, man. Who you like? Who you like? Girl.
It's gonna be good, ladies and
gentlemen.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be good, man. Ooh, wee, man. Like, you know, if the $800 roller gonna come out of retirement.
Yeah, Mike got that goddamn diesel, that fucking diesel total. Mike been doing everything he said he talked about Cedric about. Boy, Mike been camping his motherfucking ass off. Mike Campbell. Mike, I bet you Mike know how to start a fire with two rocks.
He's just the tools I rolled by. I saw the motorhome. I just didn't, they wasn't out. I don't go back on that side of the coast after 12 o'clock, so... traffic too bad. But he's in the same little spot. Yep.
Trying to see who all, what we got. Clyde, you say you going to make it. I'm going to try to make it. B going to make it. I mean, I think Pope going to make it. That's four Louisiana calls.
Yeah.
Just right there. And then I know a lot of them boys from Aldarius where he's supposed to come. Them boys say they're going to bring some of them big time motherfuckers. Them boys have some big time motherfuckers out there. Man, look at him. They got some shit up there now. They got some shit up there around Baton Rouge too now. Oh, we just got to get all our people to show up, man.
Yeah. Need old Chater to show up. Turbo F body.
Yeah, and your boy was out there too that this weekend. Slime, I think they're gonna show up. I mean, you know,
yeah,
I ain't seen the first couple. I'm just saying, I know he was testing the
Zoom. That's what they're coming out there to test for.
Well, we're gonna have a few to go in the battle with. Lord, we don't know what they're bringing, but we're gonna throw these swing blades around out there.
That's it. Check. No, I got a mic though. Hold on 1 second. 504-4568. Who we got?
What you say, damn it? Hey, Poke Chop. I'll be that.
All right, Poke. Yeah, it's all good. All right,
yeah, all right. Hey, bro, get take care of this business, and we're going to take care of Mississippi. I'm going to get in the shootout.
All right. There you go. That'll work. Yeah. That'll work. All right. that'll work.
All right. You back on mute.
Hello? All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. There we go.
I gotta make sure I bring you some lockup, man. Yeah.
We'll see where?
I gotta make sure I bring you some lockup, man. Yeah. Oh, boy, yeah. I'm trying to take this money out here.
Oh, shit. They have one of my costs in this race.
What'd you say, Jim?
I want to have my car ready for this race. Especially when it rained out the first week, I'm going to make this something.
You say you're going to get on the dyno, huh?
Well, I was fucking with Daniel. I ain't getting on the dyno, man. Shit, I wish I was going to get on the dyno.
Oh, shit.
I get on it, just ain't going to creep up. Waste my money.
Damn it.
Yeah, man. I was shooting for this, but now I got too much shit. Cruising the coast. Park on that truck. I go to that do some shit I want to do in a truck before I leave a stranded, you know? There's an old, there's an LS swap, but they put that fuel pump on the rail. External?
Oh, you talking about the motor you took out the rail and put in there?
No, I'm talking about on the truck. You trying to side talking, but I'm making noise. Talk about on the truck to put the fuel on the side, the fuel pump on the side. And I don't want
hey,
the sun
hey,
to burn up on us and leave us stranded. You know.
Hey, you know? I always raise and respect my elders. Man, I can't keep letting your daddy push me upside my head, man.
What do you say?
Hey, man. What, you scared of that car or something? I say, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am. I'm scared. I said, you can take it down through there. He said, man, I probably stopped driving before you was born, man. Go ahead. I said, oh, okay.
He used to always say, man, he used to be, when he lives in New Orleans over there, man, he used to always be on that. I'm going to have to out that car that way. He said, man, we used to sit out there all the time, go out there. You know, a bunch of old people that race, man. When it was going to La Paz and stuff. Hey.
Yeah.
Jamie. Mute my mic.
Oh, mute your mic. Okay. Oh, they're about to get on the air. Get him, cuz.
Yeah, you
want to
talk. Don't mute him. Let him hear you talk that shit about Dick Quinn.
I muted it. Oh, shit. We're about to tell my client, you didn't clean my truck. You borrowed it. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Yeah. There's something, it's something to be. Yeah, the older you get, the more grumpy you get with people. See, look, I'm getting old.
Hey,
like,
you know,
I feel something fighting these people. Huh?
You know, I hit him with that same hot track that. And when he told me what he told me at no problem, I said, I'm going to get some good old, I'm going to bring us some good barbecue chicken, and we're going to sit down, man, we're going to have a good time. He looked at me, all right. He must have remembered.
Oh, shit. The day that cruiser won you, that was last year. I come rolling through that, and he had some kids and a couple of people. Like, do a burnout. He wrote in the window and he said, get your own damn truck and you do a burnout yourself. I said, stop telling them people that. I said, kids, they got I'm like, dude, what about them fucking people? Buy their own fucking truck. They can do it. I said, dude, don't. Stop that,
Stop being grumpy,
hey, homie. How about that little dude? How about that little dude that went famous on Cruising the Coast page? He held up a sign. Burnouts or boobs, and then the other little boy behind him, he put cop, and he pointed an arrow. He had like cop of
his head.
Damn. I know you about to talk about that one that had all the flags, the newer model F-150 running back of that C-10, a square body.
Dude, they say that dude
the burnout went all in the back of that truck.
Yes, they said 2.5 years he rebuilt that thing, frame off everything. That doing that F-150, trying to do a burnout and smoke them, buckled the frame. They said a friend of mine.
Was see, the dude was pretty cool about it. That owned the truck. I know that's what they posted on Facebook.
Yeah, you seen this old lady with his hand? That's her standing behind the truck with her hands up in the air, like what the fuck.
You better watch it. If that little dude get beat up by somebody, I don't know who it was. That was that dude act cool. After I'm gonna beat this motherfucker up. I'm act cool. Oh, it's all right, Doss. I got insurance. Cause that somebody slipping when they beat him with a bat with a mace. Put me in the back of my fucking truck. Oh shit. Yeah, man. That's somebody hit us, man. My dad is young by the truck, started going crazy, man.
Dude, I was looking on one of their pages, like what sold and what didn't sold. They posted on Cruising the Coast. One dude said he's been looking for one and he found one. He'd been looking for years. It's some kind of like Rolls Royce, like some 60. He said he posted on a thing. He said, well, it's coming home. I think it was $870,000. He bought it.
Oh.
I said, ain't no fucking way. One guy put museum. He put nope. Had this little cheddar cheese, right?
Yeah.
Let me go see if I can find it. I'm gonna text it to.
Well, I never had them problems. Oh man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy.
I guess, I don't know. I mean, nobody else said nothing, James. I mean, shit. I don't know. I guess they all gonna just pop up about who else.
Yeah,
coming.
I guess we're gonna just have to wait and see who all pop up out there, man. That's all we can do.
I'm going to have to get with Mo to see what time they're going to try to kick it off. If that weather good, they're probably going to start early. So that'll be the thing they need to announce. They need to announce it early if they're going to start it early. Huh?
When's his race again?
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, I know they got rain from now till Friday, but I don't know. I seen it at 6. I caught it when I was walking in the house. I caught the tail end of it. Rain for the next 4 or 5 days. I'm like, damn.
Stephen was saying that's going to kind of fuck with him a little bit because he was trying to scrape it, drop all the new glue, and then Friday night they were supposed to be doing a bunch of grudging and you know, testing and shit and put some fresh glue down. But he got to watch the weather to see what he going to have to do or what he can't do, you know.
This show in here, when's we going to get rain? Tuesday
and that's what he said.
Yeah, like
70%. He was planning on scraping Tuesday or Wednesday, but he said by the way the weather is, he's not going to take it. He don't want to take it off of that because then it'll get in the water, get into the concrete. So it depends on the weather how he's going to have to do it. But, you know, he can say he's going to make it work. It's just going to depict what he can do, if he can start early or not.
I ain't never seen so many C-10s at Cruising the Coast like I did this year in the last 6 years I've been going.
Yeah, it was lousy, huh?
Looked like every way you fucking turned, they had that, the old school Chevrolet trucks, like from the, I don't know, the 60s, some 68, 69s, all the way to the 80s. I'm like, God damn. Mm-hmm.
That's that generation change. That's our generation. A square body was a good truck to ride in, to have, to do whatever you need to do. And boys done got older now. Their kids growed up. They ready to put some money in them cars, in them trucks. You don't get rid of a Cheyenne, a Silverado, a motherfucking goddamn Custom Deluxe. You don't get rid of them. Shit. That Chevy, that motherfucker been running since.
Yeah, that and the old Blazers, like the 84 Blazers.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, then them Broncos, they was out there too, them big ones.
Yeah, Broncos, yeah.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up. Shit, Jamie, look like y'all got a goddamn all-wheel drive Sonoma over there, huh? Oh, yeah, I saw that video.
What? The black one?
I don't know if it's black, but it was on there. It say, what is that? I can't think of it. Like, it's one of them guys' son, I think, from on that side.
That's Matt's son. I don't think that's all-wheel drive.
You know, but he showed it. It showed, look, what is it? It looked like, what is it, Cyclone or Sonoma?
That's an F-10.
Well, what he did, he just got the wheels off of one of them all-wheel drivers.
Probably so, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the name. I say, uh-oh. I said, he coming with all-wheel drive. You going to get a leaf with some rumble in
mind? Hey, neighbor, 16, dog. Take that camera off here, but he ain't doing nothing.
Oh, man. Hey, that be the ones that'll surprise you. Them old school camel hump heads, and they got a load of dope on that motherfucker. Don't underestimate them.
I got nothing back. 601-7223. Who we got?
Not like somebody missed it, the sky died.
Yeah. I'm going to mute your mic if you don't talk.
Sound like they're putting a record on, an old record. Yeah.
Old one?
Yeah. You didn't hear that
old time.
Sound like a motherfucker was cleaning the needle off and set it down on there about to play. I said, I thought you were going to let it play, Jim.
Nah.
That was somebody from Mississippi.
Yeah.
601, shit. Mm-hmm. I saw Super Tuna out there getting them boys going fast. Goddamn, y'all keep fucking around with Ernie. Y'all want to, goddamn.
Keep fucking around with Ernie. Ernie look you up and down.
Yeah, Ernie looked at me like I was short, man. I said, watch out, Ernie. Ernie said, oh, man, you know, we all right, man. I said, yeah, okay. I said, yeah, I thought we were good. I said, nah, all right now. So come on now. You know, that Papa got a brand new band. Papa got a little dip in his walk. I saw that motherfucking goddamn Nova check up out of there. I said, shit, watch out now. I don't know where my boy Cheese at. Cheese, don't get quiet on me, man. It's close to the motherfucking finish line, man. Come on, man. Fuck.
Oh. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
So what's the steps on the shootout? It's a tie step, or it's just a shootout?
Well, ending on 28th.
right.
And it's supposed to be, it's supposed to pad Mississippi against Louisiana.
All right. You know, what if they, what if they eat looking up funny?
What?
I said, what if the eight look a little funny on the 28 part?
Just part of the set off. I'll get
mail,
you
mail the curve. Mail the curve on that motherfucker. Mail the curve on him. That's an eight. Goddamn.
Oh, shit.
Damn, shit.
Let me see, what does the eight look a little funny? Oh, shit.
See, them boys, them boys had 315. Some of them boys had 315s on them goddamn cars. Shit. I know that's all day long, 29.9.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't a 30, though, so it's a 29.9.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to give, well, I guess they're going to be waiting on weather to see what the weather going to do to know. But if it's cool like it was this weekend, they probably going to start all that shit early because it'll be.
It would be nice, too.
Man, yeah, it'll be nice. Hell yeah. Motherfucker won't be falling out. Oh, yeah. don't put them fucking he dudes on no more, Jamie. Walking to the fucking start line. You going to fall over out
there. Well, I knew I was just running over there a little bit just to come up there. That's why I got the other guys running up there to help fire. Shit. I knew I was going to have some. I mean, that was just slippers there. That ain't nothing shit.
Yeah. This motherfucker come out.
We'll come on quick. I said, hey, run up there, Ernie.
Jamie, what, you ain't had the golf cart, Jamie?
No, man, I left it home. We just ran up there. I'm going to bring my golf cart tomorrow, though. I mean, Friday, Saturday.
Well, y'all got a private test in tune tomorrow, huh? I'm going to have somebody sitting over there. Uh-huh. You been told it now.
That shit.
Whoa.
I know they were putting a little more, they were putting a lot more prep down there at about 5:59. I see something about to happen over here. Light's gonna go off, but they about to come back on. Darius had a whole goddamn hog in a goddamn cooler. Getting the hog ready. At least he got a decent size one this time. Daniel brought in that fucking cat last year, or whatever year that was. Daniel talking about killing the hog in the fucking backyard and brought the man that fucking cat, that little bit of that fucking 20-pound cat.
Piglet. He killed Piglet. When did people
no, that wasn't, that wasn't no fucking pig. That wasn't no pig, man.
Oh, shit.
Hello, mother.
Hello?
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, we are.
Who's the Pope?
I'm sorry, fellas. I'm sorry, fellas. I'm about to go on mute. I'm just getting old.
Hey, where everybody at?
No, it get close to race day, motherfucker. Get quiet, man.
Yeah, be quiet. On race day.
Hot Rod, that's a damn shame you saying that, man. That fucking cat.
There you go.
That's a damn shame. And I ain't been hiding. That motherfucker car just had me aggravated, bro.
Go on, man. Hey. Oh, believe me, I know. I got out there. I said, man, I was happy the car caught high gear this time in the burnout. You know, last time I shift high gear, the tire stopped moving. I said, oh, shit.
Huh?
I pulled it back down. I pulled it back down to low. I touched the trans brake button. The car shifted and rocked. I said, shit. It's close enough in low. I'm about to try something. Fuck. Turn around this time. This time it went high and low. So, but yeah, I had some other shit went on, and I had a header bolt.
Oh, listen at him, Jamie. He talking about leaving high gear. He got one of the big mountain motors, boy. He leaving
man,
high
go
gear.
Ahead. This weekend, I know I finally caught low gear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell us anything.
Yeah, that's why I say my fucking 28 might look funny. The 8 fucked up. The dude that put the stamps in, he was retarded. He got his fingers fucked up.
See, when you see it, dude, you saw what I saw?
You know Jamie be with that bullshit. He be trying to, how them old folks say they're going to flatter you with bullshit and bedazzle you with glitter.
See,
that's what he's doing.
That motor made trying to cover it. Dude,
what?
Cheese. It looked made Silverback Motor look like a small block.
Man, go ahead with the bullshit. Ooh. Don't do that. You gonna have all. I ain't even got to argue with you about that shit. Shit.
No wonder you live in a high gear. You got a Michael Dillon in there, huh? Yes,
indeed. Look at here. I can't afford nothing them rich dudes got. Nothing.
Oh, hold on. I just realized what Jamie said. Make your Michael Dillon motor like a lawnmower motor, boy.
Yeah. Hey, that Jamie just fanning the shit. That's it.
Michael Dillon motor like a lawnmower motor.
That man made me take my hood off. And the dude stand over there said, man, that nigga ain't got. Oh, my bad for the show. He said, man, that man, he ain't got shit. That little ass thing, he ain't got nothing in it. Come on. He wanted a grudge. I said, I can't do nothing. I was scared. I ain't did nothing.
You didn't want nobody to see that big old motor before Saturday. That Friday, that's what it was.
Shit.
Like he was hiding that motor in the truck. You open the cover, your hood of your old truck, and can't see nothing but the carburetor. There's nothing else you can see. You got it all panned off. That's all that shit.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
3-inch exhaust coming out the side. I said, God damn. That big ass thing's too on that motor.
You got 3.5-inch collector on that Mustang, hanging out money that motherfucker. You talking crazy.
3.5-inch, right. That's what normal. They usually supposed to be 4-inch. You got that big ass four mile down thing hanging outside.
I had 3-inch. You had 3.5.
Mm-mm.
That's what I
said. Even high gear. That sell us as a mountain motor. You even high gear. They tell you that you won't hurt the tire. Hey, the tire is even high gear.
I ain't got that kind of transmission. I can't afford that either.
Okay, what tire transmission you got in?
That man's gonna be boinked up. It's over with. Huh? I got a 180 glide.
I know you got a big
transit. I got a 180 glide in there. A 180, regular old school man. I'm old school man.
Huh? Why you lying?
I'm trying to tell you.
He can't even hold it in, Jamie. You lie so bad.
I'm trying to tell you, man. I can't afford
man,
that shit.
Where your scary motherfucking partner at?
Mm-mm.
Where your scary ass motherfucking partner? Big Chitty. I mean, Big Dookie.
Oh, fuck. I need to come. Let me make sure he's doing his show on, goddammit. Fuck. Hold on.
Where is Big Chitty at?
Let me see something, God damn it. Oh,
see, you better get it right. You might get a surprise from them Dillon boys. They find out you got that big mama. You know they're going to come tap you on your shoulder.
What they going to tap me on my shoulder for? Hey, you know what that dude used to do?
Line that
you know what that dude?
Up.
You know what that dude used to do on the Price is Right? Yody doody, yody doody, yody doody, yo. I'm a yodeler. I climb the fucking mountain. Yeah, I do some stuff.
Now you know that yodeler fall off when he go up too far, huh?
Hey, you don't fall. He ain't fell too many times because everybody lost their fucking money on that.
Oh Lord.
He made it to the top. Let's see.
They gonna tap you on your shoulder and say, "You ready to try this again?" You know everybody has video on it this time.
See, hey, we had to pay somebody to get down there because I know they had it then.
That's what I'm saying. It won't be no dispute this time. You know they have video going on everywhere now, a big race like that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, look, I'm calling. Hey, T's on the show. Say, right, you
go ahead and tell
me
what you got in there, bro.
I forgot all about it, so I'm glad you called.
All right. They Quinn about to call. You're going to get on your fucking ass.
Who that was?
Dick Quinn?
That big shitty?
Yeah.
I mean, Big Dookie? That big shitty? You got Big Duke ready? Or y'all been just getting that big block ready for a hot ride call?
Man, go ahead with that.
Yeah. We been.
Hey, Jamie, what I said I was going to say today? We been tuning that big block and Clyde call yesterday.
Big block? Yeah, I got no damn big block.
Yeah, I went over there. Hey, man.
DeQuinn, you gonna let him talk about your cousin like that, bro? Huh?
He ain't there yet.
Oh, that wasn't DeQuinn on here?
No. I called him on my other phone. He about to call in.
Oh, I thought I heard DeQuinn voice. Okay.
You did. I had him on speaker on my other phone.
Oh, that's why he asked when I said where Big Chitty at.
Yeah. I said, she's on there talking shit. You better call in now. Jamie going to make you
quit, Jamie. You ain't no good, motherfucker. You start some shit, boy. You know you ain't no good, boy. You talk about I'm talking shit. You ain't no good.
Yeah, I told him that she's talking shit.
Jamie, what do you have? One of the big Sonny Lennon motors in there? Or one of the big phones in there?
Shit.
I was zooming in with my camera, so I didn't want him to see me looking, so. I couldn't make it out, but I just saw how big it was there.
He slammed the hood when you walked up?
Let me tell you this, Chief. He can't change the spark plugs from the top. He got to go through the wheel rack.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No wonder that motherfucker. He got to go
out
of his car.
Get the alcohol off, look like.
You know what that tell you, man?
I thought he had a Coyote motor in there. At first, you know,
man,
the Coyote had the Wendy Williams big up top. It was wall to wall.
Yeah.
I said, well, goddamn.
He even got Mike in there talking shit. Mike said, oh, that's a human head. Man, get y'all ass on.
Yeah.
Y'all out of with that bullshit. Mike said, that's a fucking human. Man, go ahead. You ain't hanging with that bullshit.
Come on, my partner,
dog. That's why you saying the plug to the valve cover.
He left. Hit the gas, it revved up like it was in neutral, but it... Look,
man.
Then he sat the gas again, and fire lit up again. I said, oh, this bitch got power.
My shock was leaking oil, man.
Shock don't make no motor sound like that. Dude, that's something that's revved like pizza dynamite. It sounded like Dave Beeson when he purred through that motor with that cold box.
Oh,
that's how it was revving,
Chief. Ain't no Beeson in there.
That thing was
clearing
the line. That bitch revs off. I said, good. That was
that's
on the motor, Chief. Wait till you spray that motherfucker.
Man, go ahead with the bullshit. Tease. Hey,
Cheese,
now you know we keep it 100 now. Don't let
the
man lie to you.
Yeah, bro, Ryan, you didn't tell me you had a Hemi in there. I know you had another car, but you didn't tell me you had a Hemi in that, man.
No, Jamie was standing at the starting line and said, man, I thought he had a Coyote in there. Them heads was flat and laying to the side. It's so big. And there go Mike. Oh, that sounds like that's a Hemi-headed motor. Man, y'all true. Both of y'all true.
Oh, man.
Hi. Hi, you didn't bought your Hemi overseas, bro? Come on, man.
Hey, if I could buy a Hemi, it'll be a fucking truck.
So that's why you was at custom. And I say, what high rod at? They say, oh, he at the port. He got to pick up something at the port.
Which port I was at when you asked him that?
I'm talking about New Orleans. You know,
Fushaw,
you already came
Miami.
Back on the plane. You went to the port. Back in
Fushaw,
Chunker,
Miami.
Man. All right. This motherfucker, Hemi Motors,
nah, man, I can't afford none of that.
I thought I heard Clyde when I first got on here. Clyde ain't on here?
He on here. Jamie got him muted.
Had to mute his mic.
He was getting punched down.
Oh, Lord. All right, man.
No,
he
wasn't working.
He said
he had just heard the garage door opening, and he started saying frantically, Hey, put me on mute.
he said his wife was looking for her gun earlier.
Oh, shit.
My wife looking for her gun. What you looking for her gun for? Boy, you better cut wind. You better leave that man. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Where my little brother at? I heard my little brother, too. He fell off, too?
Daniel?
Hey, my little brother, he fell off?
Yeah. You know, he did follow up. Well,
Yeah, he probably hung up.
What's up, little brother? What's up, bro? You got your car ready or what? I don't know, bro. This morning made me so mad, bro. I swear. I started to drive back in the yard and put a torch on it.
I tell you what you need to do. Go ahead. Load that trailer up and bring it on over here. Me and Jamie take care of it for you, dog.
It's something simple. But my uncle swear he got that dude.
Man, I told you, load it up, but drop it off, dog. I'll fix it.
Lord, my life.
But you can't keep letting Hot Rod talk to you since he got this big block, boy. You want to go ahead and stand.
Man, I don't have no. Give me a few of these pistachios and get my diet right. Because y'all talk too much shit.
That damn Hot Rod that went from a Pinto to Versace's motherfucker. You heard me?
No, never.
He got a Bugatti.
No. I can't.
Man. I started working again, coming in and out on a plane and picking up shit at the port.
Hey, gee, when I go fast, watch what happens when I go fast. I'm going to be the same high.
You ain't already say you going to go fast. He said you high in the nuts, dude.
Gee. Nah, I ain't fast like these cats out there. I ain't fast. I ain't get off the goddamn line. It wouldn't get off the line.
Man, see, because you got to go ahead and turn that power or quit trying to hide it, or I'm going to turn it down low toward the hell out where everybody thinks I'm wrong with it.
No, I'm going to tell you, I ain't had no progressive. And I was not going to not make it to the fucking track to try to make sure it can catch the high gear. And I just tried to shoot the cup.
Oh, you was trying to control all that horsepower. I asked you to. Oh.
Oh, no, man.
You
said
you ain't no
progressive. Hey,
yeah,
crazy,
you ain't trying to be old school. You want to be able to control that mud. Okay.
Shit.
Yeah.
You're old school.
You getting away from old school, huh?
Shit. Yeah, no, I guess the old school ain't working no more. I put my shit in there. I was waiting on the progressive.
You might have to go back the other way and do it like you used to do when you say you used to three bank it, then bring it in.
Man, go ahead. No.
Hold on. Hey, what kind of progressor you need, bro? I got one over here for sale, bro.
I ordered it. I got the Edelbrock.
Oh, all right.
Edelbrock. I don't get the high dollar Maxima and five and all that shit. I can't afford that.
Bro, that thing ain't high. The Maxima of five is nice.
Hey, Maxima of five, you is $500. Shit, goddamn. I got to work an extra day to try to make that 2 days.
That shit.
Then I'm going to have to borrow some money. Fuck. Cheese, man. I hope you get it right, man. I want to see you out there, Cheese, bro. I like to see you out there,
Big Duke
man.
To give it to you. You was head mechanic. We got to see if you trying to get your guys. You tell Big Duke to give it to you.
Oh, I got one. I got it.
Oh, it's already in?
Oh, it's here.
Oh, so you don't clown on this
thing. It's been on the refrigerator in the garage.
He sits on the
system. Oh, I'm gonna turn on another kit. Fuck it.
You hear him, my little brother? Yeah, he just said he couldn't get out of second gear, first gear. Now he's talking about turning on the other kit.
Well,
he got one of those 20 minutes with a 3-stage on.
Y'all been on me for doing dumb shit. I'll spray a bunch of knives. It might not get out of the line. But when it do hook up, something going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen, but something going to happen.
Wait, what size tires you got on there? Because you know you'll run them 29s in a minute.
No, right now on that car, they got a 2810.0.
Okay.
That's what's on it right now, 2810.0. Not even a 10.5. Real talk.
That's why you got to leave in high gear when you smoke them mugs off. Mm-hmm.
Hey, no. Man, I had bought a set of tires off of, what they call it, Wish? Some 28s.
Wish.
And the 8 fucked up, but I got my receipt. It said 28. So, I'm going to have on there.
You got it from Wish or Esty. Timu. Got it from Timu.
Hey, you know when motherfuckers buy shit off of Wish, it don't fit the same. Yeah. You motherfuckers, yeah.
Timu like that same thing.
I bought some 20s off of Wish. I got my receipt. That motherfucker better not tell me nothing.
How much the time was off Wish?
Off of Wish, you got them for $224.
Oh,
brand
a
new.
Piece? A piece?
No.
Don't
no.
You say both of them. I know you're going to lie to me.
Well, you know, Wish will give you the good ones. That Wish is like the TJ Maxx of everything else.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Rollout gonna be 97 on one and 94 on another one. That bitch gonna dog leg. I'm a little one of them shocks. I'm a little one of them fucking shocks.
Put that chair in there, motherfucker. That's all you gotta do.
Mm-hmm. What you say, Chief?
Put it
for the half a pound.
Stretch it out.
For the half a pound more on one side. Fuck it, we gonna ride.
No. Well, 40 pounds in that hole and put it in the sun. Get that roll out.
You
ain't gonna pop. That bitch gonna stretch.
Whichever one short, I'm gonna put a tube in it and overinflate the tube. It's gonna get that wide.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Put it in the sun too. Let that bitch stretch out. It's open up.
Turn that bezel. Get down there about 450 feet. That bitch gonna take flight. Boom! Sound like a rocket let go down. Everybody quiet. It's race day. Everybody gonna be at the track.
Yeah.
Mugging, looking crazy, talking shit. Yeah. Cheese, you got to bring that motherfucker, man. At least bring it out there. It might do right. Unk might have it right. He might have it figured out. Get on motherfucker ass in the shootout, man. I know you don't want to hurt your motor either, if something ain't right. That's understandable, too. Fuck that. But, boo, if you still on here, I'm going to get you some information. For what you asking about when you text me.
Well, you know, cheese fell off again. Let me put it back on. Cheese, you back on.
Hi, what you just said, that's what I've been worried about. I don't want to hurt my
Yeah, don't hurt the shit. Yeah. What your son said? I don't know what my daddy got in there. How much he got in there?
Huh?
That will count. I'm saying, you say, gee, why you ain't just running the car? Shit, because he don't want to tell him no such and such amount of money. He want it right. But I'll be everywhere,
Chief.
I'll be everywhere.
My office kept saying, man, just run that bitch down through there. I said, fuck, what you talking about? Before I knew it, Jeremiah was already pulling that mother back to the trailer. He said, I said, what happened? He said, man, Uncle was trying to tear that motherfucker up. Just take it through there. You was going to kill him. He said, you was going to kill him.
Damn,
so, look, I looked at the camera through the RV. I see him just start snatching stuff loose. All right, yeah, let him be in his pee. That's what he liked being. Let him be. Get your ass in there. Don't come messing with me. I said, I'm gone. Let's go, baby. I told my grandma, let's go. We going inside in the air conditioner because it was hot, bro.
Yeah.
That weekend, it was hot, bro.
Yeah.
Man, Big Dookie must have get on, huh?
He must have done
nothing. I'm going to put him, cue him in.
Oh, he's on the top. They said the rain's supposed to be gone by
Wednesday.
1 or 2 by Friday.
Yeah, but it's supposed to come in here hard Wednesday, huh?
Yeah.
But they said 90%. He said, I can't go no higher on the scale. But I'm saying, he's saying 90 to 100% it's going to rain Wednesday. I said, yep. We won't be going to Texas nowhere Wednesday.
Yeah, take them up Wednesday. Who open them? It's supposed to rain.
I know
who's open
on Wednesday. I just need to make sure to leave.
Yeah.
I know it's there. It showed me the potential is there.
Hey,
I seen that.
I ain't going to lie now. It's like them motherfuckers have something open on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can find somewhere in Mississippi.
Oh, in Mississippi, yeah. Amika got something on Tuesday, huh? But that's it, man.
Yeah, Bob.
See, like, the weather got cooler, and everybody calling me for work now. The race Amika be having on Tuesdays in Jackson?
Yeah.
Well, Bob is right on that side. Right there.
Which side? This side or the other side?
This side.
That's a good little hump on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, I'm like, that's Brookhaven, bro. That pass
went
down and go to Port Gibson and Hutt. Shit, that's up there.
Damn. Yeah. Gee,
what, you just trying to make sure the stuff good with the carb or what?
Yeah, if the carb leaks.
Man, we get a bunch of motherfuckers out there and make sure you be all right. Bring that bitch to the pad. Fuck it. Turn that bitch.
Bring it to the pad.
Just carry a motherfucker to your bump and just go.
Uh-oh.
Look at this motherfucker. Look at Big Shitty popping that shit.
Uh-oh.
Don't maybe come out there with a go-kart motor on your ass. I got to eat.
Hey. Fuck.
I'm going to leave you alone. We're going to the pad. Bring that motherfucker to the pad.
Big dude. I got a little remote control car. I come out there and race that. What's what I said? Look at Clyde hammering on shit. He getting ready for y'all. Clyde getting ready for y'all. Yeah.
Hey, Cutting Clyde, you feeling good, huh, boy?
Mike is muted.
I'm fine.
Well, who the hell that is hammering on shit?
I don't know. That's me. I'm working and talking at the same time. That's why I was on mute.
Oh, okay, big dude. All right. What are you doing? Still trying to get the U joints in from a year ago?
there, man. What the fuck are you doing kicking my motherfucking ass? Trying to get ready. I'm going to try something with your motherfucking ass. You pull up.
Man, you ain't got to get ready for me. You just got to take off on me right now. I don't know if my car going to leave, bro. Just do a burnout like a mother and then get ready to leave. What the fuck?
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Hot. You know, I got bad it got son when we was out there. My son said, Daddy, come on, we're ready to go. I said, y'all just let me, I'm going to stay here. Y'all let me know if it run right. Then I come up.
They got three motherfuckers I want to try. Hey, they got three motherfuckers I want to try something with this weekend if they be there. That motherfucker Sean, you, and that motherfucker from Baton Rouge. Oh, fucking with that all. He finally put a cap on that car.
Who is Sean?
Jabaldo. Yep. Jabaldo with that Trans Am. Yep. My good thing
dude,
I didn't make the list.
I made the list, dude.
I'm glad I didn't make the list.
Damn, but Doogie ain't gonna say nothing to Boo Boo. Boo Boo said he glad he ain't made the list. What's happening?
Cause he ain't said nothing to me. He know how to be humble. He know how to hold his tongue. He a smart man.
Boo Boo, you gonna take that, Boo Boo?
I'll give you the back tie. Look like I'm begging for something, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. They're gonna be so much of a distance for me. I don't want you to feel embarrassed.
I ain't gonna never be embarrassed. Alright?
Boo Boo, you can't come back up the track on him if you beat him, bro. You can't come back down the track on him, bro.
You took the words out of my mouth. That's what I was going to say. I was going to come back up. And I wasn't going to come back up in my lane. I was going to come back up in his lane, purging the nitrous
bottle. Boy, I fuck around and do you like you done my partner doing him. Good one.
Mm-hmm.
My head hard. My fucking awkward right now. Huh?
Dog.
Stop that noise. I'm on the phone. Hold up.
Alright.
Stop that noise. I'm on the phone. What are they going to do? They're going to let you drive Drew and Henry's car? That's about the slowest thing you can have.
Don't do it, Lamont.
Him and Kadu got to fight over that position.
Hey. I think they're
fighting over beast mode.
I think beast mode has scrapped already.
Well, getting good money. They get 20 a ton.
504-5178. Who we got?
Y'all ain't gonna put my butt in that fucking debt trap. Big Reds, man.
What's up, Brez?
Making too much nod. But it ain't going in that debt trap June Henry had. Fuck that thing.
Fuck. You know we had a mess with him.
Hello, 504-2172. Who we got?
Yeah, what's up?
No.
Who's all that monster?
Y'all bring
the
out this weekend? Yeah, Mike and them still camping.
Well, Mike got the door to call.
Oh, I don't know, Lily. I know you can take it too, but I'm just seeing if y'all coming out.
Anything's possible with the weather, right?
There it is.
As far as June and the call, when y'all see the call again, don't be surprised. So everybody will think they got a problem. It'll be available for anybody.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Uh-huh. Y'all don't get scared now.
So be smooth. Mm-hmm. And whole mother should be out at the same time. So
mm-hmm.
once both of them get down the track, anything goes for anybody. Period. No fussing, no your money up. Make it right and let's go. How you doing, awesome. Big Chief?
Hey, what you mean, motherfucker, make it right?
That big raggedy motherfucker come through there and fuck one of them up. Boy, I just want you to be there with your camera and record the fucking face.
Thing I'm going to do is record no fucking reason.
Record
I'm
that motherfucking face when I fuck you.
Hey. The Quinn.
I'm already had on week of race day. They talking Quinn. Shit, man.
Yeah.
And you can't get no rep over here with none of that, bro. Chill out.
Steve, your mic open.
I'm just taking notes, man.
I mean, what you talking about, rep over there? What you talking about, Ali? What are you talking about, Ali? You ain't heard nothing but the fuck I said.
You said it's big shit down the track. It's on.
Huh?
Nah, he fancy.
Stop talking like you in a motherfucker. You in a motherfucker. Keep wet fucking
I haven't been on here, so get your ass out now.
Motherfucker, I see.
I got something brand new. I put it on and run across your fucking face with.
What I said is, have your fucking camera out. When I fuck one of them up.
I don't need my fucking camera out to film nothing with you.
Since you want to jump in front of the pistol, bring your motherfucker on camera.
No. You don't get in front of it. You don't get fucked if you jump in front of that dick. You heard what I said?
Bring your
say that clear enough. Don't you jump in front of that dick because you're going to get fucked.
Bring your motherfucking ass out there, dog.
All right. Now. Back to what I was saying. I was saying how my big brother Corey Driver doing. How you doing, sir?
Bro, I'm doing good, bro. I'm getting there, bro. They told me last week they're going to take some of these bandages off my legs. I have to give you this boat anchor.
Okay.
Every motherfucker ain't doing nothing but crawfish.
Yeah, how that little bitty dude doing? That little bitty dude, that little giggling dude. I just heard his voice.
Hey,
Cheese. Oh, sweetie?
No,
not Cheese. I'm talking about that damn Steven. I heard that giggle.
He on here.
Man, you don't mention my name. I just wrote two cards on my notebook just now.
Hey, Steven, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm just trying to fill this notebook up. I figure if I get 25 people on it, I might get one race.
Yeah.
When the insurance company find out you keep sticking them band-aids on your own leg, act like you hurt, you going to jail. Stop playing hurt now. Goddamn, bring your bad ass out.
Well, that was good.
Sound like somebody better get reported to the insurance commission.
Cheese up there talking about, oh, Lord, Jesus, got a Fred Savonite. Talking about the people taking a bandage, y'all. You start wrapping that shit on your leg at night, acting like something wrong with you. Bring your bad ass out there, get in that fucking car, man.
Okay.
Get your bad ass out there, get in that car, man. I want to see you go down there, man. Fuck.
Hey, bro, not bad as me, bro. Believe me. Okay. Okay. I ain't going to say it. I got a special appointment Wednesday. I'm letting you know that.
Me and you talk about it all the time. I want to see you go down through there. That when the car gonna run right. When you get in that car, it's gonna go down the track.
I keep trying to tell them that they don't want to believe it. They can't drive it like me. I keep telling them that. They all say, oh, you geez. Can drive it. I can drive it. Have at it, baby. Go at it.
Hey, bro. Hey, High Rod, they got to bring me out of retirement, bro. They got to
put
me in there.
Oh, fuck. They ain't going to get that man with the helmet on backwards. Helmet on backwards, hollering and shit.
You got one mic real quick.
2377-985. Who we got?
This is me, JMS Kadu, man.
Kadu, motherfucker, done ran you all the way to Lafayette. You got a Lafayette number?
Who? Lafayette? What Lafayette?
It's a 2377 with the last four digits.
Oh, I thought you said it was 337.
Yeah, 95. But no, that was the last four digits.
Oh, he didn't hit your whole number. Could do everybody got number now.
Yeah, but I ain't let the other one at the middle number.
Do y'all got most mail out there? What y'all gonna do?
Hey, man, listen. We didn't fulfill a mail already, you understand? The mail backed out, so I don't even want to talk about that. It did what you did.
Oh, hold on, man.
Oh, shit.
What happened?
Oh, shit.
Let's hear this one.
Oh, my God.
You got mail out there. That little orange pin say they want...
Man, listen, we didn't try that situation with that orange pin already. It didn't work, so... On to the next.
Oh. Well, it looks like somebody else going to be the DP man this time. And that thing just came about ready.
I don't care
who the DP man. I see the orange truck calling y'all out again.
Say, listen.
That's what I'm saying.
They had a DP man out there the same night. So what's the difference?
Y'all warmed up good?
I don't know, bro. I'm just saying. I've been out. I ain't been touching nothing or doing nothing, bro. I just seen that. I figured, well, you called the line, so I figured you was going to, you know, put your ballot on, you know?
Man, my ballot is still on, man. Trust me. And guess what? It's all animal, too.
Well, watch
it, Red. Hey, you better make sure it ain't all ducks on the bottom of it.
Leave it alone.
Oh, no.
Hey, Red.
I got a little gorilla under this motherfucker.
Hey, yo. Hey, Reds, I got a little defense for that yellow truck on that note. Them boy want to check pole for Nitrous. But when they tell when pole tell him, well, look, I've raised both hoods. Oh no, we ain't raising our hood. You know, I had to take my people back. That's my people. You see what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, man. How the fuck that go?
Come on, man.
Y'all he gotta raise his hood, but you don't wanna raise your fucking hood? Come on, man. The little yellow truck are ready to race. But they want something that did not, you know, that they can't, you know. I give them the props on that. The boy ready to get it.
Say, High Rod. Where High Rod at?
Say, all right. What's that?
Hey, High Rod. High Rod.
Yeah.
What you heard under that hood, High Rod, when they passed?
Oh, shit.
Something happened under that bitch. Something was different under that motherfucker when he took off.
You know fucking well something was different.
Gotta go.
Hey, that bitch shuffled like every 17 word or something.
Man, look. Hey, if I'm gonna tell you like this, you can play with the pedal so much on the car to try to make it not run. Certain
exactly.
shit you just can't do. That motherfucker that just went goosh. Shit.
If the converter
was that loose, that truck wouldn't have made it to the other end.
No
something
way.
Going on
no kind of way.
Hey, Red.
That's why I know that motherfucker
blew.
Wasn't on no motor.
Red, that motherfucker blew snot out the nostrils like a motherfucker. Yeah, I'm telling you, that motherfucker is. That motherfucker ain't want Red that hood.
Yeah, they were trying. Hey, like I told you, Red, them boys, they were trying to read.
I don't know why.
Paul and Kadu was like, yeah, your boy said lock the money up. So Paul and Kadu said...
Probably coming up.
We lock the money up. You can make your hit, but we got the race. If you don't race after you make your hit, you lose your money. That's what the key was. The dude was like, he was going to race, but when they told him lock the money up, he was trying to use the excuse of, oh, the track not there. I ain't going to do it. No, they said, no, you can make your hit. Lock that fucking money up. I don't care if you go down or not. You got to race or you lose your money. That's what Poland could do said. And the man said, well, you pop your hood, we pop ours. He said, all right, cool. Lock the money up, and we're going to pop the motherfucker. He said, nah, I don't even worry about you. I don't want to race. I said, oh, fuck, don't even fuss with the man no more. But that night,
well,
they're about the bullshit.
Okay, that's it. Hats off to them. They're about the bullshit. Hey, look, man, fuck that, man. Y'all got about 30 motherfuckers. Look, leave that, look, them boy. Y'all, how y'all gonna pop? How y'all gonna demand them to pop their hood and y'all gonna pop y'all fucking hood? We gonna track the next day, man. Look, motherfucking man. But anyway, but yeah.
But look now, you got new mail now. The post office took that out of the mailbox. You got new mail now. I ain't standing on redneck either. You got new mail.
That's cool. I ain't tripping. hey, listen. One thing about mail. Hey, remember people were giving that fucking mail Ebola, huh?
Hey, had to return the
stuff.
Ham tracks and all that bullshit.
Only Ebola if you can touch it. That could do. That still don't stop you from getting fucked up.
Oh, I ain't
give a
fuck. Hey, DeQuinn, one thing about me, I don't give a fuck if I get fucked up. But one thing about it, I'm going to go down that motherfucker constant at all times. I will make the trip.
All
that bitch going to make the trip on shaky ground. I wouldn't give a fuck.
So what y'all going to do? They're picking on y'all again. What the fuck? What the business here?
Man, I ain't worrying with them dudes. He put that bitch on motor, we can do something.
What if he put it on motor and he got a fucking 706 in that motherfucker?
I mean, he probably got it in that motherfucker. He got a big block in that bitch, trust me.
So you got to watch how you speak, no?
Hey, I don't give a fuck. Just beat me then, fuck.
Hey, we say red, them boys had a little time now.
Yeah.
That boy that stuck their real motor converter in that bitch now. He said, yeah, we do it. Go ahead, we pop the hood.
Yeah.
We gonna pop it over here, though. You can look at it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I ain't gonna be honest with you. I ain't even worrying with them dudes. I'm just going out there to do what I got to do.
Yeah. What's up? And pop their hood
one,
on that
one
bitch.
Hit the trail,
man,
huh?
Look like they had two motors in that bitch. I said, what the fuck?
I know that night that bitch had dope on it.
You fucking right. Yeah, he had dope on that bitch.
They refused to pop that fucking hood. That motherfucker had something on it.
I guess them niggas thought they were gonna suck us into that situation.
Well.
They probably would have had y'all if I wasn't talking shit. Y'all,
no,
y'all just wanted to race.
DeQuinn, let me tell you something. They didn't have me because, first of all, he didn't lock the money in when I already had Gabe move my money. So he didn't have me then. You see what I'm saying? Now, regardless of the fact, the deal was this here. You lock the money in, you can make your pass. Now, whether you whoop my ass or not, you dig what I'm saying? You make your pass, you still got to race me.
That's what I heard after the fact, dude. I heard that.
Hey, that way you fucked him up. Hey, when you told him you could make your hit, because he said, man, I'm not going to race my truck and can't make a fucking hit. I ain't going off the trailer. You said, okay, here go my lock in. I'll lock you in. You can make your hit. We running, though. Whether you go down or not, we running.
That's it.
Boy, see. Hey, boy, say, oh, hold on. You want me to lock my money in? What if I don't go down? You said that's the same thing with me. What if I don't go down?
Right. What if I don't go down?
You get your one hit. I'd have my one hit. Let's just go. Hey, boy, say, no. Pop your hood. All right, I'm going to pop it. Oh, you don't want to race? I said, Lord, I'm going to race.
And then they won't come back. After the fact, after they made the hit with the nitrous, then come trying to tell me, oh, I got a thousand to your 500. Man, come on, man, that'd be stupid. You're on nitrous, so you done made your lick. You're on nitrous now. Fuck, I ain't stupid.
I'd have stung his ass and told him, all right, your 1,000, my 500. Pull that hood off like we just said. You on the motor?
Yeah, you gonna pull the hood.
Just get it. Hey,
It would have been the same fucking outcome. Yeah, yeah, you don't want Reese. Yeah, no, it ain't. I don't want Reese. The motherfucker on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they got nitrous or not, but
oh, he got
whatever,
on that bitch.
Whatever came on in that bitch, either the converter switched to another one when they got the box.
Hey, that bitch, hey, hot. That bitch, you know that bitch got nitrous. That bitch got nitrous.
Nigga said the converter came out of there and turned into another one. At 10 feet.
Boosh.
What the fuck?
Hey, hey, Red, this is a big block. In a big fucking block. It's like you said, big 706 or some shit.
I don't know the truck.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't know what they got, but I seen them.
Yeah.
I don't know what they got, but that bitch told in the mail. I promise you that. Hey, you got a big block in that motherfucker. DeQuinn, what you think?
Well, they say Hawk got a Hemi motor, so you just never know.
First you had a big block, now you got a Hemi motor. What?
No. They saying I got a big block with Hemi heads on it. Yeah.
Nigga, the Scott Taylor heads on that bitch.
Yeah, that's all them bars. Hey, Big Chief used to be the shit. Now, motherfucker, see, you got Hemis on that bitch? Oh, you bad man. No, I ain't got that. I ain't got half of what they saying.
Hey, I don't know. How'd you sneak it, bro? Hey, how'd you sneak it like a motherfucker, dog?
Hey, that was still back hand.
Yeah, Silverback had the mother. No, he had Big Chief.
Hey,
I don't know what the fuck Silverback had, but that same, that motherfucker won.
Hey, look, Silverback was a bad motherfucker until he ran to that motherfucker and called his name three times in the appeal. He was a bad motherfucker until he ran into that.
What about Loki, though?
And then I lost money with the gorilla.
What about Loki?
Wait, until he ran who?
I ain't saying no fucking Loki. I said that motherfucker, you call his name three times and he'll appeal.
Who that?
Candyman.
You motherfucking right.
I'm trying to see who the fuck Candyman is. Shit.
Candyman? That motherfucking blue thing Mr. Ed got over there. That fuck him up.
Talking about all right.
That pretty blue. Hey, that bitch bubblegum blue like fucking, like your boy in the playoff got.
I remember now. Goddamn. I forgot about that reason.
Boy, look. I was Silverback's biggest fan. I lost $100 that night, boy. Candyman took all our money. Man, you really better get him. You fucking right. That black motherfucker right.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. I ain't going to tell you no lie. I went with Silverback, too. I ain't going to lie. I would have, too.
And then he done went out there and whooped Marvin Poole's ass and trying to keep the hush up. He gonna see something now.
Oh, in the new ride, he fucked Marvin Poole's ass.
Yeah, he ain't tell nobody that. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell it. Fuck it.
Damn, Steven, bro, say something, bro. What the fuck, man? I'm trying to do everything.
He ain't going to say nothing
because
right now he's laughing so fucking hard he can't talk. He ain't going to turn the mic on while he laughing. Yeah, they about to have a meeting in Madisonville. Hey, man, see how I stop saying
that shit. Hey, that motherfucker got a silverback and ain't got a motherfucking a fucking baboon. That's a dangerous motherfucker piece. Motherfucker. That motherfucker got pulled teeth in the motherfucking silverback.
Motherfucker said a hungry baboon.
Got Ron Posey, boy. He putting something down. I can tell you that. They both made the trip.
Yeah, that's why he trying. Huh?
They both made the trip.
Hey, he trying to tell everybody, hey, man, you didn't see the video. It didn't happen. But then he starts saying, well, Posey didn't make the trip. I don't hear that shit. Posey make the trip all the time. Goddamn. Fuck that.
Hey, what was that?
Shit, I don't know. But they made the trip. It don't matter where. It was in Mississippi somewhere.
Yes, indeed.
Only thing is, he got a Mississippi driver. I ain't going to see where the car come from, but he got a Mississippi driver, so he barely could claim Louisiana because he on the state line anyway. Mississippi tuna.
Don't be surprised that car don't be on that side in the race this weekend.
Oh, okay. Steven, stay at your house. Now, you come out there with your car and you go on Mississippi side, we'll have a goddamn problem. All the way back across that causeway. I don't cross that causeway for much, but goddamn it, I'm going to cross it that night.
Oh, shit. Don't do it,
huh? I ain't going over there. I'm just talking shit. Right? Nah, I ain't going over there. They're going to make a call by the time I hit mile marker two on that 24-mile span. I'm going to jail. It's out of here.
You going to jail, boy. I'm gonna be
first turnaround. Going to jail. Look at Jamie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get his license plate number next time I see him. They're gonna have exactly what they look for. Ain't that a bitch?
Oh shit.
So Steven, you ain't saying nothing. Steven, we need to know because I know how Steven will do it. He can get Cody on here and say, well, man, you know, I'm Mississippi. We run anybody, Mississippi or Louisiana. Oh, fuck all that. Who you with that morning, goddammit? Who you getting in the shootout with?
He ain't on here.
Getting there, come on. Yeah. Conveniently. All right, okay, Steven. Got your ass.
shit. 3 minutes left, too.
Shit. You need to put Danny in that motherfucker. Get something done, goddammit. Danny run that motherfucker.
Hey, Hot, I shouldn't have bought up Candy Man, bro. I think I pulled you.
You gotta get
you
on the show early. Tell your lady, look, I gotta get on this show. I can't get on there late.
So wait a minute, I'm trying to see. One cousin get on early and get off. He can't talk late. And then the other one get on late and can't get on early. What's going on over there with them wheels?
All of them like that, man. They're all messed up.
Ain't that a bitch? Well, I don't know, man. I guess the next time we talk, it's going to be about who got their ass whooping, who whooping their ass.
Yeah.
Because unless you're going to do a special before the night before or something, but he ain't saying nothing, so it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens, man. I'll see what the weather look like.
We're going to try to bring these lazy motherfuckers we got out there and put on and try to represent for the hometown.
Yeah, everybody need to come out, man. Shit. Get out, go. I don't give a fuck if it's on full cylinder.
Yeah.
Got three more backups. As Evangel, stock button and dogs, pop it out.
There you go with this bullshit.
All you can don't get
messed up. Yeah, you know that bullshit. He done put the big old, what? He done put, no, he done put them big millimeters on that motherfucker. Try to be slick.
Mm. Oh, talk about him in, dog.
Here we go.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right.
I mean, the kid in my cam didn't get bad. I'd buy new lifters. But other than that, I'm good.
I told you, if y'all see my house,
y'all be like, That's I understand now. I got a lot of people. Y'all give me money. I'm serious.
I got a lot of people that live.
You boy living off pad. You got 10 seconds.
I know you don't live like that, but I got a lot of people that I know that live feeble and holding.
Well, I'm living feeble, man. The only person holding my money is the government because I ain't got no money.
The ones I know, they shit in the backyard.
He took my money. That motherfucker
was getting away with money. Hey, people,
we couldn't get it over here. We could have got it.
Say, Hot,
Hey, Hot. Them people couldn't find nobody to work for them in none of them fucking stores that the government was giving money away. So you know.
Hell yeah. Motherfucker still ain't want to go back to work.
y'all be good.